escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Star of stage, star of screen. A man who developed his broadcast talents in the entertainment capital of the world, Hollywood, California. He joins us yet again for his regular appearance here on Hancock and Kelly Late Night. He is, of course, that great broadcaster, a man we've grown to know, love, and respect, Shawn Michael Lyle.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Hollywood Shawn is with us tonight. Of course, if you're new listening to the program, you don't know that Shawn Michael Lyle attended broadcast school in Hollywood, California.
Don Martin School of Broadcasting.
There he was. Mm-hmm. And also worked.
I worked in Hollywood, yeah, and met many stars. I've met many since then, too, as well. So
He's a fascinating man. He may be the most fascinating man in the world.
Well, I've met a lot of fascinating people.
Yes.
I am not one of them, but I have met others
I find you very fascinating.
You're Forrest Gumpishing.
So
you
took a little trip down Highway 44 to Southwest Missouri over the weekend.
Went to Springfield to watch the Springfield Cardinals play baseball. My wife and I really enjoy, well, we love baseball, but we've been to dozens of minor league baseball parks.
Really?
Yeah, and we had not been to Hammonds Field before, so we went down there for that.
John Q. Hammonds, a man that I knew.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
a hotel developer, right?
He was.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that he would not be very happy about charging $20 for parking, but
they get you for a beer, $12.
I don't drink beer.
Oh.
No. No, they had like bratwursts, which
what's your beverage
bucks
of choice?
At a ball game?
Yeah.
Just something that's not carbonated, you know, just like the lemonade or something like that, or water, But I know that the Cardinals, their management was very upset about, you know, the city and this private company both charging $20 for parking.
Ridiculous.
You can park at some of the parking garages downtown for like $12 for a St. Louis Cardinals game.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that was nice. But the really great thing about it is they are a Texas league. That means double A.
Right.
That means they were using the pitch count.
The clock. Yeah, the clock.
So what was your read of it? Was it effective?
Well, you know, I'm a purist, so whenever they make these changes, I really generally am resistant to it.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the clock. But the nice thing is, that nobody seemed to pay any attention to it. The idea was that the batters and the pitchers had already adjusted because they've been, this is not their first
week. Yeah, and the batters kind of have a clock too, right?
Well, they're supposed to, I think, get ready to go within
5 or 6 seconds.
6 seconds. Yeah. And if the pitcher doesn't pitch within, I think it's 20 seconds, maybe 15. Right. No, 15 seconds. Uh-huh. If they don't pitch within that, it will be called a ball. Now, there were a couple of times where they went a little past that.
And nobody called
it. And nobody paid much attention to it. The idea is that you go about your business.
Yeah.
And I went to this game. Now, the home team batted in the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals lost. So they batted in the bottom of the ninth. Uh-huh. So a game with 9 full innings,
right.
2 hours and 4 minutes.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
What was the score? Like 2-1?
No, it was, well, the Cardinals didn't help. The other team, Northwest Arkansas, which is the Royals affiliate, they had a good pitcher, a guy named Drew Parrish. He pitched 7 innings. He gave up 2 hits, 1 walk. And he pitched really well, and it was 4-0.
Do you score at the game? When
no,
you
know? No,
you
I don't. No, huh. We just watched the game. Yeah. But it was very. Everyone went about their business.
Was it relatively full?
Half full. Yeah. Half full. I mean, it was a Saturday night. It was beautiful weather.
Yeah, huh.
You know, it's minor league baseball. It's a little pricey. You know, you see AA in Springfield. It's cheaper to see AAA in Indianapolis.
Wow!
Yeah. Wow!
Now, have you been to the ballpark in Louisville that used to be the Cardinals AAA team?
The Bats?
Yeah.
No, we have. I've been to the ballpark, but not during baseball.
Game.
Not
okay.
to the game.
How about big league parks? How many have you been to?
I don't know. A lot. I've been to quite a few that aren't around anymore.
Yeah.
Tiger Stadium, for example, is a great place to go.
I took a tour of Tiger Stadium before they tore it down.
That'd be a good time to do that.
That was great. Yeah, right. It was a great great.
Did
venue.
They wind up tearing it down? I thought they just left it sitting there.
No, I think they tore it
the
down.
The field is still there.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but that was a great stadium.
When
we went there, you know, because it was, you know, Detroit, and it was kind of, we hadn't been to Detroit, and we were a little concerned. It was, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we go there, and everybody is so nice. Everybody's telling us who's pitching and the matchup and everything like that, and everybody was so friendly, and that's when the Domino's guy owned it, and so,
you know,
you could have all the food delivered right to your seat. You didn't have to sit in special seats to have food delivered.
Nice.
And it was just, it was a great, great experience.
That was a stadium that Reggie Jackson hit the ball out of the ballpark during the All-Star game in 1971.
It hit the light stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Find yourself in Southwest Missouri at Springfield to see the Springfield Cardinals. I assume you overnighted?
Yes.
What, did you guys do anything else while you were down there?
Well, we went to the only other thing to do. And we
Bass
went to
Pro.
The, yeah, Bass Pro Shop. We were going to go to the aquarium, but the parking at the ball game was more affordable. It was $49 to go into the aquarium.
No.
So we just went to the little museums they have, like with the NASCAR.
You might as well be back in California paying that kind of price.
You know, I think it's actually, it might be cheaper. I could be wrong about this, but, you know, the Monterey Bay Aquarium can't be much more expensive if it costs that much.
And just, what have they got in there? A bunch of fish?
Well, it's a beautiful place to be. I mean, they have a lot of fish, but they also have a museum of the Bass Pro Shop itself, including the interior of the original Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
They have, as you know, it's a big NASCAR.
Was it kind of a hunting motif?
A lot of cigarettes for sale. And they have the original cartons, too.
Wow.
From back in the day.
Nice.
But they also have a lot of NASCAR, because, you know, these big NASCAR sponsors.
Yeah.
They have the cars there on display, including one of them that was smashed to pieces.
Wow.
And they have the wreckage of that there. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
You eat in some good restaurants?
No.
So did you travel? You didn't think about going to Branson, going all in on Southwest Missouri?
You can only take so much of that. Branson.
Yeah. Oh, you can go see the, you got the acrobats of China down there.
Well, as my wife called
the
it.
Presleys.
You know, she
you got the Dillards.
She called
the
she called the whole area down there the United States of Generica.
Well, that's the truth about Springfield, man. It's got every franchise restaurant you can imagine,
and that's we ate a Cracker Barrel for one of them. But the idea, and it has, you know, the Missouri State University right downtown,
right.
And downtown was kind of interesting because You know, it's a great place to get drunk, obviously.
Yeah.
Because every, I mean, the banks.
You should have talked to me before. You should have eaten at Gallardi's. That's an Italian place right down there, downtown. Locally owned.
Could have walked in and said, you know, John Hancock, that meal would have been comped.
Yeah, well, no, not exactly.
Anybody, just walk into Girardi's and
Gallardi's. Yeah, if it wouldn't have been comped, they would have charged me $20 for parking.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Well, that was kind of, so do you guys take road trips often?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's next on the agenda?
I think, well, there again, minor league baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the Gateway Grizzlies, which we have not been to yet.
Oh.
We're going to do that soon. But I think to go to see the Indianapolis Indians, a team that still calls themselves the Indians.
Wow, they may be the last of its kind.
No, they're not. The Spokane Indians are also.
Okay, of course.
You got to make it down to Memphis, too, to see the Memphis Redbirds.
We've been to Memphis to go to NBA playoffs.
Oh.
I know that they really like the Redbirds down there.
Yeah, did you see the Ducks at the, what's the name of that hotel down there?
I don't know.
Where they have the Ducks, the Peabody.
No,
Peabody Hotel. You know the story, right?
No, I don't.
So the Ducks live on the roof. And in the morning, the Ducks come down on the elevator, and they stay in the fountain in the Peabody Hotel.
Actual Ducks?
Ducks, yeah.
Like quack, quack, ducks?
Quack, quack, ducks.
They live in the hotel.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night,
is that all about?
There's times, and the whole lobby will get full. And then the ducks, they roll out a red carpet, and the ducks know that it means time to get out of the fountain, and they walk back onto the elevator. They take the elevator back up to their house on the roof.
That is amazing, yeah.
That's the Peabody Hotel. Google it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Where is it?
In Memphis,
Tennessee. Memphis. Down there where you went and saw Elvis. You know Hancock took his wife to see Elvis?
In Memphis.
Darn near got arrested.
Yeah, she just jumped the gate and went in there.
Thank you very much for taking me down. The interesting thing about...
Did you ever meet Elvis?
No, I never did. But I did talk to the woman who was the emergency room nurse when he came in, and
whoa,
he was deceased.
This man, amazing.
He was a little large he died on the toilet.
He did.
The king died on the throne.
Yeah, yeah. And he was heavy.
All right. As much as I'm enjoying, and I am enjoying this, the little clock on the wall, the little ducks have got to go back to the roof.
Well, now we're not going to see Shawn Michael for a couple weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Because there's baseball.
Baseball.
Game.
That's right. Yeah. No pitch clock either.
No pitch clock. When we come back, there's going to be more of this. Who knows?
No, we're going to talk to a queen of England.
Oh, the queen.
Yes, the queen.
Long live the queen.
Hey, now.
Probably not too much longer. All right, next, we'll see you. Bye. K-Mux.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Great Britain. Where the sun never sets in the British Empire. Many kings and queens.
Heck, this one's been there forever.
King George, King Edward, and now Queen Elizabeth II.
So
aged
the
137 years.
Have you heard the latest on Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's not good.
She will not attend the opening of Parliament on Tuesday due to mobility problems, mm-hmm. Buckingham Palace says. The Queen continues to experience episodic mobility problems, and in consultation with her doctors, has reluctantly decided that she will not be able to attend the state opening of Parliament tomorrow. Mm. She has requested that the Prince of Wales,
Charles,
and the Duke of Cambridge.
That's old.
Is that the kid? William?
It probably is, yeah.
Give the speech instead. Now, the speech is written by the government, meaning she doesn't write the speech.
Right.
It's given to her,
yeah,
and it's one of the monarch's most important and symbolic duties and forms of centerpiece of the state opening of Parliament ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting, right? The Queen looks like we were coming to the end of this
could,
one, huh?
Could well be. I mean, Phil died a year or so ago.
Phil?
Her husband.
Yeah, Philip. Phil.
And
when you've known him as long as you have, you just call him Phil.
Yeah, well, he lived a long time, Phil did. And you know, the thing I never understood about Phil... You know, so you here you are. You're Phil. You're a guy. I mean, he's got, there's stuff going on. He's got the Mount Rushmore, whatever the name there, the Mount Batten, whatever it is. And, he's a big deal.
Well, he's married to the Queen.
Well, he was a big deal before he was married to the Queen. So, okay.
But it doesn't matter. She's the Queen.
Exactly. So you're Phil, and you fall in love with Liz over here.
Right.
And you offer, you propose to Liz, you give her the ring.
Right.
And she says, I will, Phil. And he says, Liz, it's going to be. And now, all of a sudden, boom, she's the queen.
Queen of England.
And he?
Yeah.
Is a prince.
Right.
I don't get it. If you're married to the queen,
it's a gender thing, right? Like, if you're the king, you automatically become the queen if you're married to the queen.
Yeah, but if you're married to the queen, you should become the king.
Says who?
The chessboard. I mean, you can't. How does the guy live for 60 years or whatever as the prince when he's married to the
queen? I don't think his life suffered much, do you?
Well, I mean, it's still. I mean, the poor
I mean,
guy,
I don't think he suffered
had to
much.
Walk 10 feet
he was
behind her all of this. It's like me and George Ann.
Exactly. I would love it. Uh-huh. Wouldn't you love it if, like.
I am married to the queen.
Yes. But I mean, wouldn't you like it if you just were his role where you just sat in the background and didn't have to do anything?
I would not like it.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'd be the greatest golfer on the planet.
People telling you what to do all the time. Well, I mean, he did fly.
There's nobody telling him what to do. There's one person telling him what to do.
Well, and
his
all
wife.
Of her people.
Not much different in your situation.
All of her people, though. She's got people. She's the queen. So you got all
no,
these
but
people.
Only she gets to tell him what he's going to do.
No,
have
they
you
not
don't.
Watch The Crown.
I watched The Crown,
So everybody's telling the poor guy what to do. Hey, Phil, knock it off. He's trying to redesign the whatever chateau blah, blah, blah somewhere, and they said, no, knock it off.
Yeah, but he was also telling her what to do. So he's like, look, you should have your coronation televised, and it should be a big, grandiose thing.
No, no, he had his
So I don't think Phil was that Phil. I can't believe I'm calling him Phil now, too.
I feel bad for Philip. Phil. Of course, God bless, God rest his soul and everything. He lived to be almost 100 years old.
You think then. Prince Charles is licking his chops?
Oh, for the last 50 years.
Yeah, he wants his shot.
Yeah. I mean, and I, you know, not a fan.
Well, of Charles?
Of Chuck. I don't like Chuck. Why?
He's a stiff?
So here you are. Okay. Let's just step aside for a moment.
Okay.
All right? You're Chuck. Your mom's the queen.
Right.
You're going to someday be the queen.
You're going to be the king.
A king if she ever knocks off. I mean, but, you know, here she is. So, and he's thinking to himself, all right, I could have anybody I want. And he goes and he finds Diana.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, there's... You know,
really?
Yeah,
you like Diana?
Yeah,
and they didn't get along too well.
No, and then so he's married to Diana, but he's in love with
Camilla.
You have to question the judgment of Chuck in a case like that. Now he's going to be the king, apparently.
Well, love is love. You know, he just was in love with...
Clearly is blind.
Yeah.
Well, they say love is blind.
This is Hancock talking, not Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. KMOX 1320 Boulevard or whatever it is. But yeah, so...
I just wonder if Charles is like... It's about doggone time. I'm going to give this speech tomorrow.
Well, and that guy's and
pretty
not
soon we're
going
to be putting her in the carriage for the final time.
Chuck's got to be in the AARP for like 20 years by now.
Well, if she's 90-something, right?
He's got to be in his 70s.
He's got to be in his 70s.
And, you know,
then you got
the life that he lives, you know, he may not be around that much longer. And then it's William.
Do you ever notice that when you see Prince Charles on television, he always has his hands behind him?
Yeah, he looks like the whole world
party. Yeah, and when he's walking, he's got his hands behind him.
He's got his little nose. I'm not a fan.
Well, you did watch The Queen then, huh?
The Queen? The Crown.
The show? The Crown?
Yeah, I love The Crown.
Didn't you feel sorry for him when he went there? And remember when he's going to give that speech?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was kind of a neglected soul. His dad didn't seem to like him too much.
Yeah.
His mom was the queen, didn't have much time for him.
Poor guy.
He was miserable at school.
He was miserable.
I think he had a stutter, and he wanted to
no,
be able
that was
to.
His
give,
grandfather
oh, okay.
The
then he wanted to be able to give this speech, and he kind of bucked the system a little bit and said some things he shouldn't have.
Right.
And was scolded for it. I kind of feel sorry for him.
So you like Chuck?
Well, I don't know if I like. I think the whole thing's a crock. The whole monarchy is a crock. The thought that someone was gifted by God. Rights over property and rights over, you know, humans is insane.
Well, they're not running anything anymore.
No, but they still all, you know, ceremoniously believe, you know, that's their God-given land. And I just think the whole thing is a crock.
A crock?
Yeah, don't you?
The monarchy.
I mean, it's fine for tourism and all that stuff, but they're still playing the charade out. Like, oh, the Queen's got to come and kick off Parliament. No, she doesn't. We can just say, hey, look, that's our tourist side. This is nonsense.
Well, you got to change.
We're gonna drop
the guards out there. I mean, that's an
important
thing.
Go change the guard. Keep doing all the stuff, but the idea that they're still going through the charade that the monarchy has to open up the Parliament. Give me a break. They don't have to do squat. They can go to heck.
Well, that's pretty much what our founding fathers
believed. Well, I'm a descendant of them.
Are you now?
Yeah, aren't you?
Oh, you better believe
it. We're all descendants of our founding fathers. Yeah. And see, I just think it's all a bunch of hogwash.
Well, folks, you're not going to get this kind of analysis on NPR.
No.
No.
Can you imagine? What do you think they're talking about on NPR right now?
Oh, yeah, I guarantee. I was listening the other day. It was unbelievable. It was
three-legged mosquitoes are about to go extinct in the Amazon River.
That's on a good day.
Oil clearing of the forest.
No, they'd be into the LGBTQ mosquitoes at this point. I mean, they do some esoteric stuff on that over there.
I wouldn't want to get bit by one of those.
That's Michael Kelly.
I hate mosquitoes.
Oh, they're the worst.
Ugh.
They suck.
And then when you get bit by a mosquito, you're with them for 2 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Your bump comes, and then it itches, and then finally it goes away.
Finally. Kind of like
another
us.
Reason I hated Boy Scouts.
Kind of like us.
Let's go, let's go itch ourselves.
Finally we go away, but not yet. We'll be back after this.
Chesky behind the board and his assistant Dane taking good care of Hancock and Kelly this evening. Thanks so much for joining us here on Late Night.
Sean Michael Isle in the newsroom, and that's about it.
Yeah, we'll have more news here at the top of the hour, and then it's, you know, then you just got really good stuff here on KMOX to get you through the night.
Stuff and things coming your way.
And then you'll get to hear us all started up again tomorrow.
Yep.
Charlie Brennan, Tuesday.
Last week. Can you believe it?
No, can you imagine what that must be like?
Huh.
I heard him say this morning, today was the last Monday he was going to be waking up, that he had to think about what he was going to go do for work.
Right.
That's got to be in a pretty cool feeling. At the same time, it's got to be a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been doing this 30-something years of your life.
Well, and more than that. He's been here 34, but he's been doing radio for 40-something.
Yeah, and, you know, you all have listened to Charlie Brennan on KMOX for 30-plus years, and you know him as the intelligent, insightful, so well-spoken host that we have here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he's just a really nice man.
Great guy.
And he's been nothing but kind to you and I.
Yeah.
I mean, here's two political hacks come walking in here. And when we first started, we were terrible.
I mean, not that we're anything now, but we were really bad.
We were really bad. And Charlie was just so encouraging. He's always kind, always thinks to invite us to stuff and asks us to participate.
Yeah.
Treats us like we're one of the regulars here at KMOX.
And we're about as irregular as they come.
I don't know. We've done enough hours on this station that I bet we qualify up there.
Yeah. Been here 14 years.
Don't you pinch yourself sometimes?
No.
To think that you're on, you're on KMOX Radio.
Yeah,
I mean, you grew up listening to this.
Well, but, I mean, yeah.
Oh, you knew all along you'd be on here as a host someday?
No. But, you know, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I
flunked out of journalism. I got fired from
the radio. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Station.
And you are at the premier talk radio station in the country now.
Here we are.
Here you are talking.
Unbelievable.
And I pinch myself sometimes.
You do pinch
yourself. I remember coming down with my father.
Never pinch myself.
Who had a regular gig on the morning show with Bob Hardy, and they would talk labor stuff, and I would get to come down, and I just always thought, this is so awesome. I would love to do that with my life someday.
Really?
And then I get that faithful call from you that one day who said, hey, they want a couple of, I need a Democrat to go up and talk on the radio with me.
Yeah.
And we went and did it. And then they were kind enough to offer us this.
Yeah.
And we got to actually meet and know Charlie Brennan.
We did. Yeah.
That's a special thing.
Tremendous. We used to do a regular spot with him on Tuesday mornings. Going back, I don't know, 6-7 years. Remember that?
No.
We did. Yeah.
With Charlie?
Yeah.
What did we talk about with
Kelly
him?
Segment. It was politics. Yeah. I mean, it was we did a regular segment on his show.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, I had forgotten about it too until he mentioned it today.
Yeah, I guess we called in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did. Now that you're right.
We did.
Yeah.
So he's going to be missed. I mean, he's an institution in this town, let alone at KMOX, but. It's going to be very strange without Charlie Brennan here. Now, Amy does a great job. Really excited for her. And I guess we don't know what comes next, but Amy's going to kind of anchor that show, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I think next week you and I are going to be in here.
Yeah, they're
going to
fill in a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be separated, though.
Yes, we are.
Not together.
Yes, we are.
They've decided to separate us. My mom used to do that between me and one of my siblings when things weren't going well. Do you think they're trying to separate us because things aren't going well?
No, I think the price is right.
A great game. Was that one of your favorite game shows?
What, The Price is Right?
Uh-huh.
I never really. Only if I was sick, I'd stay home and watch it.
Were you any good at guessing what the retail price of stuff was?
No, but I'll tell you who, my dad was amazing. So he did all the grocery shopping, ever since I was a little kid. And so he spent the last 8 months of his life at Brooking Park in the nursing home there. And so they'd have these activities. And Dad, he didn't have dementia or anything. It's just his body
just got old. Yeah. Too many birthdays.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they would go in there, and so he was one of the only guys there because they're all they're mostly all
women. Usually outlast us.
Yeah.
And
so his
about
dad
that.
And all these women, and so they wheel him into the activity room. And they're going to play The Price is Right.
Uh huh.
So they're putting all of these products up there, and Dad is kicking their butts, man.
Really?
I mean, everything. I don't care if it was an Oreo cookie or a box of Special K. I mean, he was like nails on it. You know, here's a carton of milk. And, I mean, he literally wiped the floor with these people. I've never been more proud of my father.
That's awesome.
Than when he was wiping the floor with the Price is Right.
So what was the game show that you grew up watching? You thought, boy, I want to be on that one. Like, big bucks, Jeopardy. Big bucks, no lamb. Yeah, I'm with you. I would like to do Jeopardy. I'm not that great at Jeopardy. Like, I would,
well,
I would
do... Well, they pick the categories around the people.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So you go audition, and...
And they know your specialties?
They know what you're good, yeah.
Yeah, when they come up with, like, French literature, yeah. I'm like, these people are out of their minds. Who knows that stuff?
Yeah, well, some obviously one of the contestants does.
Right, but if I'm with you and we're going through the history of Calvin Coolidge...
Yes.
...that you're at an unfair advantage against me, whereas I may be... One of the categories could be the rules of golf.
What state was Calvin Coolidge born in?
Pennsylvania.
See,
what is it?
Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Was he from Vermont?
Yeah. Well, yes. He was a governor of Massachusetts.
And that's the state that he came from as the president?
Yes. He went back to his family home place in Vermont. He was visiting his mom and dad. And when Warren Harding died on the train, coming back from Alaska, the first president to visit Alaska.
When did we start electing the president and the vice president as a team?
Fairly early on, Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, probably around James Madison, that's a guess.
Uh-huh.
But Washington and Adams were, you know, the vice president was whoever finished second.
Right.
And that happened for a few cycles, and then, you know, Adams, Jefferson was Adams' vice president. They ended up running against each other.
They were adversarial.
They couldn't stand each other.
Yeah.
And then somewhere after that, I'm going to say Madison, but I could be wrong.
You know, they both died on the same day?
Yeah, 4th of July.
They were each other's nemesis.
Yeah, and then became very good friends.
Yeah.
Late in life.
That sounds like us.
Yeah.
Do you think, did you ever get a chance to see that HBO series that came out? Paul, I forget what the guy's name was. It was called Adams.
Yeah.
But Paul.
I read David McCullough's biography of John
Adams.
Yeah,
I think it was based on that.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great book.
Well,
you don't realize how consequential John Adams, he kind of gets lost in the context of our history. You know, Washington and Jefferson, he's kind of bookended by those two.
Right.
Paul Giamatti.
But John Adams, especially during the whole coming together of the Constitutional Convention, and he was very consequential.
Yeah, you should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a really, Paul Giamatti was the actor. PJ just looked that up.
Oh, great actor.
And it's an excellent series. I want to say there was 8 or 9
uh-huh.
hour and a half, 2 hour
yeah.
episodes.
Right.
And they really show him fighting with Jefferson quite a bit. And they take it from, you know, his, birth into politics all the way to his death.
Yeah, Adams was a Federalist and Jefferson was an anti-Federalist. That's how creative they were back then.
Right.
The party name. So one guy's a Federalist, so the other guy's an anti-Federalist. They eventually became, Jefferson's party eventually became the Democratic Republican Party.
Right.
And then by the time of Andrew Jackson, they were just a Democratic Party.
When did we get the name the Grand Old Party?
Not sure. The Republican Party was born in Ripon, Wisconsin in the late 1850s. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican candidate for president. The Grand Old Party, I'm not sure. It came along later, but not sure when.
That's Sean Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We'll be back right after this on KMOX.
Michael Keller.
That's a Talking Head.
There they are.
You know the Talking Heads?
Yeah, they did Burning Down the House.
Did they?
I don't know. Didn't they?
I don't think so.
No, all right. I don't know. I have no idea.
That's Psycho Killer. That's a great song.
Is it?
Yeah, you would like it.
Yeah.
I think you could
now
say...
Now, what's that considered? Is that punk?
No. New Wave?
70s punk.
70s punk, says Dane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm onto something.
They were British, right? The Talking Heads?
The Talking Heads.
No?
Huh.
No?
Yeah, we don't
know. They like the Ramones?
Nobody knows.
What do you consider the Ramones?
I don't know.
That's punk.
Yeah, probably. I wasn't a big punkster.
Yeah, me neither, but I don't think...
I didn't even watch Punky Brewster back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Soleil Moonfry.
Wow.
How about that?
Very well done.
Hello. I can pull them out, brother. Mm-hmm. I'm a regular old little Cliff Clavin of useless information, too.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not quite as good as you with useless information.
Well, I'm older.
But you know a lot. Well, you remember stuff.
I do.
You had an Irish joke for me. Do you remember it?
I do, yeah. You want me to tell it?
Yeah.
So these two old boys, they've been friends since grade school, Michael and Patrick. And so they're at the pub, and they're getting along. They're probably in their mid to late 70s. And Patrick, he says, you know, Michael, we've been friends for all these years. He said, would you do me a favor? And he says, Patrick.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Late night, Hancock and Kelly. Matt Pajeski behind the board and his assistant Dane. Taking good care of Hancock and Kelly this evening. Thanks so much for joining us here on Late Night.
Sean Michael Isle in the newsroom, and that's about it.
Yeah, we'll have more news here at the top of the hour, and then it's, you know, then you just got really good stuff here on KMOX
all kinds
to
of
get
stuff.
You through the night.
Stuff and things coming your way.
And then you'll get to hear us all started up again tomorrow.
Yep.
Charlie Brennan, Tuesday.
Last week is last week. Can you believe it?
No, can you imagine what that must be like? I heard him say this morning, today was the last Monday he was going to be waking up, that he had to think about what he was going to go do for work.
Right.
That's got to be a pretty cool feeling. At the same time, it's got to be a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been doing this 30-something years of your life.
Well, and more than that. He's been here 34, but he's been doing radio for 40-something.
Yeah, and, you know, you all have listened to Charlie Brennan on KMOX for 30-plus years, and you know him as the intelligent, insightful, so well-spoken host that we have here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he's just a really nice
man. Great guy.
And he's been nothing but kind to you and I.
Yeah.
I mean, here's two political hacks come walking in here, and when we first started, we were terrible.
I mean, not that we're anything now, but we were really bad.
We were really bad, and Charlie was just so encouraging. He's always kind.
always thinks to invite us to stuff and asks us to participate.
Yeah.
Treats us like we're one of the regulars here at KMOX.
And we're about as irregular as they come.
I don't know. We've done enough hours on this station that I bet we qualify up there.
Yeah. Been here 14 years.
Don't you pinch yourself sometimes?
No.
To think that you're on, well, you're on KMOX radio. Yeah, I mean, you grew up listening to this.
Well, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, you knew all along you'd be on here as a host someday?
No. But you know, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I've never thought
I flunked out of journalism. I got fired from
Saying. And you were at the premier talk radio station in the country now.
Here we are.
Here you are talking.
Unbelievable.
And yes, I pinch myself sometimes.
You do pinch yourself.
I remember coming down with my father.
Never pinch myself.
Who had a regular gig on the morning show with Bob Hardy, and they would talk labor stuff, and I would get to come down, and I just always thought, this is so awesome. I would love to do that with my life someday.
Really?
And then I get that faithful call from you that one day who said, hey, they want a couple of, I need a Democrat to go up and talk on the radio with me. Yeah. And we went and did it. And then they were kind enough to offer us this.
Yeah.
And we got to actually meet and know Charlie Brannon.
We did. Yeah.
That's a special thing.
Tremendous. We used to do a regular spot with him on Tuesday mornings. Going back, I don't know, 6-7 years. Remember that?
No.
We did.
Yeah. With Charlie?
Yeah.
What did we talk about with him?
Segment. It was politics. Yeah. I mean, it was we did a regular segment on his show.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, I had forgotten about it, too, until he mentioned it today.
Yeah, I guess we called in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did. Now that you're right.
We did.
Yeah.
So he's going to be missed. I mean, he's an institution in this town, let alone at KMOX, but... it's going to be very strange without Charlie Brannon here. Now, Amy does a great job. Really excited for her. And I guess we don't know what comes next, but Amy's going to kind of anchor that show, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I think next week you and I are going to be in here.
Yeah, they're
going to
fill in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be separated, though.
Yes, we are.
Not together.
Yes, we are.
They've decided to separate us. My mom used to do that between me and one of my siblings when things weren't going well. Do you think they're trying to separate us because things aren't going well?
No, I think the price is right.
A great game. Was that one of your favorite game shows?
What, The Price is Right? Uh-huh. I never really. Only if I was sick, I'd stay home and watch it.
Were you any good at guessing what the retail price of stuff was?
No, but I'll tell you
who,
my dad was amazing. So he did all the grocery shopping, ever since I was a little kid. And so he spent the last 8 months of his life at Brooking Park in the nursing home there. And so they'd have these activities. And Dad, he didn't have dementia or anything. It's just his body
just got old. Yeah. Too many birthdays.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they would go in there, and so he was one of the only guys there because they're all they're mostly all
women. Usually outlast us. Yeah.
So his dad and all these women, and so they wheel them into the into the activity room. And they're going to play The Price is Right.
Uh huh.
So they're putting all of these products up there, and Dad is kicking their butts, man.
Really?
I mean, everything. I don't care if it was an Oreo cookie or a box of Special K. I mean, he was like nails on it. Here's a carton of milk. And, I mean, he literally wiped the floor with these people. I've never been more proud of my father.
That's awesome.
Than when he was wiping the floor with The Price is Right.
So what was the game show that you grew up watching? You thought, boy, I want to be on that one. Like, Big Bucks,
Jeopardy.
Big Bucks, no way. Yeah, I'm with you. I would like to do Jeopardy. I'm not that great at Jeopardy. Like, I would
pick the categories around the people.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So you go audition, and
they know your specialties?
They know what you're good, yeah.
Yeah, when they come up with, like, French literature, I'm like, these people are out of their minds. Who knows that stuff?
Yeah, well, obviously one of the contestants does.
Right, but if I'm with you and we're going through the history of Calvin Coolidge,
yes,
that you're at an unfair advantage against me, whereas I may be, one of the categories could be the rules of golf.
What state was Calvin Coolidge born in?
Pennsylvania.
See,
what is it?
Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Was he from Vermont?
Yeah. Well, yes. He was the governor of Massachusetts.
And that's the state that he came from as the president?
Yes. He went back to his family home place in Vermont. He was visiting his mom and dad. And when Warren Harding died on the train, coming back from Alaska, the first president to visit Alaska.
When did we start electing the president and the vice president as a team?
Fairly early on, Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, probably around James Madison, that's a guess. But Washington and Adams were, you know, the vice president was whoever finished second.
Right.
And that happened for a few cycles. And then, you know, Adams, Jefferson was Adams' vice president. They ended up running against each other.
They were adversarial.
They couldn't stand each other.
Yeah.
And then somewhere after that, I'm going to say Madison, but I could be wrong.
You know, they both died on the same day?
Yeah, 4th of July.
They were each other's nemesis.
Yeah, and then became very good friends.
Yeah.
Late in life.
That sounds like us.
Yeah.
Do you think, did you ever get a chance to see that HBO series that came out? Paul, I forget what the guy's name was. It was called Adams.
Yeah.
But Paul.
I read David McCullough's biography of John
Adams.
Yeah,
I think it was based on that.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great book.
You know,
you don't realize how consequential John Adams, he kind of gets lost in the context of our history. You know, Washington and Jefferson, he's kind of bookended by those two.
Right.
Paul Giamatti.
But John Adams, especially during the whole coming together of the Constitutional Convention, and he was very consequential.
Yeah, you should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a really, Paul Giamatti was the actor. PJ just looked that up.
Oh, great actor.
And it's an excellent series. I want to say there was 8 or 9 hour and a half, 2 hour episodes.
Right.
And they really show him fighting with Jefferson quite a bit. And they take it from, you know, his, birth into politics all the way to his death.
Yeah, Adams was a Federalist and Jefferson was an anti-Federalist. That's how creative they were back then.
Right.
The party name. So one guy's a Federalist, so the other guy's an anti-Federalist. They eventually became, Jefferson's party eventually became the Democratic Republican Party.
Right.
And then by the time of Andrew Jackson, they were just a Democratic Party.
When did we get the name the Grand Old Party?
Not sure. The Republican Party was born in Ripon, Wisconsin in the late 1850s. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican candidate for president. The Grand Old Party, I'm not sure. It came along later, but not sure when.
That's Sean Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We'll be back right after this on KMOX.
Psycho Killer.
That's a Talking Heads.
There they are.
You know the Talking Heads?
Yeah, they did Burning Down the House.
Did they?
I don't know. Didn't they?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
That's Psycho Killer. That's a great song.
Is it?
Yeah, you would like it. Yeah. I think you could
say. Now, what's that considered? Is that punk?
No. New Wave?
70s
punk.
70s punk, says Dane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm onto something.
They were British, right? The Talking Heads?
The Talking Heads.
No?
Yeah, we don't
know. They like the Ramones?
Nobody knows.
What do you consider the Ramones?
I don't know.
Punk.
Yeah, probably. I wasn't a big punkster.
Yeah, me neither, but I don't think...
I didn't even watch Punky Brewster back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Soleil Moonfry.
Wow.
How about that?
Very well done.
Hello. I can pull them out, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a regular old little Cliff Clavin of useless information,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not quite as good as you with useless information.
Well, I'm older.
But you know a lot. Well, you remember stuff.
I do.
You had an Irish joke for me. Do you remember it?
I do, yeah. You want me to tell it?
Yeah.
So these two old boys, they've been friends since grade school, Michael and Patrick. And so they're at the pub, and they're getting along. They're probably in their mid to late 70s. And Patrick, he says, you know, Michael, we've been friends for all these years. He said, would you do me a favor? And he says, Patrick, anything, anything. You're my dearest friend in the world. He said, well, when I die... He said, and when they bury me, he said, would you pour a bottle of Jameson on top of my grave to remember the good old times? And he says, Patrick, I would. Do you mind if I run it through me kidneys first?
I love it. I remember one, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It kind of goes something like this, that these guy walks in, he's on a tour of Ireland. And he walks into the bar and he sees these two old chaps at the end of the bar who are talking, and they say, well, hello there, mate. And the other guy goes, well, hello there, pal. How are you? He says, well, we're doing fine. Hey, get you a pint. And they're having a pint. And with that, the guy says to the other guy, he goes, what's your name? He goes, well, I'm Bill O'Reilly. He goes, you got to be kidding. My last name's O'Reilly.
Well,
and this American's watching this thing go on. He's thinking, what? Yeah, I'm Thomas O'Reilly. He says, well, Well, Bill O'Reilly, where are you from? He goes, well, I'm from the north side of Dublin. And Tommy goes, well, I'm from the north side of Dublin. Can you believe that? Wow. He goes, where'd you go to school? Mm-hmm. Well, we went to St. Michael the Archangel.
Yes.
He says, I went to St. Michael the Archangel. And this is going on for 5 minutes, and a bartender looks at him and he says, yeah, the O'Reilly boys, the twins are getting drunk again. I feel like you have to be drunk to be able to stay up for these games at nighttime right now. These Blues games at 8:30, it's not right. I'm going to make the argument. Here's why.
Okay,
so they're playing two series at one time and both times. So they've got the early games on the East Coast.
Right.
And then the West Coast games, which we're not a West Coast team.
We're not.
We always get thrown into the 8:30 start.
So far.
Well, this is the first round of the playoffs. And so part of the logic is they think that there's huge TV opportunity out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree that if this was the third round of the NHL playoffs, people in San Jose and Phoenix and Tulsa would care about our game.
Right.
But it's the first round. They're not watching it.
No.
Why do we have to wait till 8:30 to play our game?
Well, now that's an excellent point, because us and Minnesota are both in the Central Time Zone.
And all these kids who grew up as Blues and Stars fans, I can't make it past the first period. Just imagine being a kid when, you know, you're most excited about sport. You know, you're going to bed halfway through the first period.
And it's still school year, right? Schools aren't out yet. I guess they're getting close.
Right.
Probably another week or so. But, yeah, it's a puzzle. But, I mean, it's the NHL, man. I mean, they have not exactly been the marketing wizards that some of the other sports have been. I mean, look at basketball and the job they've done with marketing their product. It's really quite impressive.
Yeah, but you know what? NBA basketball to me is not entertaining until the playoffs.
Yeah.
And now I get into it in the playoffs, but I don't watch the regular season because, first of all, it's the NBA. Everybody makes a run, meaning it doesn't matter what the score is. And once you get into the fourth quarter, it's going to tighten up. Now, when it comes to the playoffs, there seems to be more energy and more defense that's taking place. So I start to pay attention then. Hockey, same thing.
Like the playoff.
There's nothing like playoff hockey, but I'm telling you right now, the product of a regular season hockey game, going and watching it live in person, I'll put it up against any other sport
great
out there.
Experience,
even if it's just a regular season game.
Yeah,
those guys are giving it up
it's
and
fast.
Playing hard.
But that, and then the playoffs are in a whole different level of that. And I don't know that there's any other sport, really, that has the kind of drama that you get in a hockey game, in a playoff hockey game, when it's late and it's a one-goal game and you're skating back and forth and the great saves and the hard hits.
Right.
And I mean, it's just really nut. And an experience to be there.
Well, and
something.
Look, obviously NFL dominates our culture and football dominates American culture. And I'm guilty of it. I love college football. I love pro football. But you know, football is a slow sport. The nice thing about going to a hockey game is it doesn't stop. And when it does stop, they start it right back up.
Yeah.
So it's constant action. It's what the NFL and Major League Baseball are lacking. And it's just such a great, exciting sport. And then they're hitting each other.
Yeah. You know,
a little violence.
Football's like politics. You know, I mean, here you have a committee meeting, and then you beat the tar out of each other.
Right.
And then you have a committee meeting, and then you beat the tar out of each other. I mean, that's what football is.
Are you a football fan?
Yeah, I like football.
Yeah. Well, if you had to choose one sport to watch the rest of your life?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's America's pastime. The great thing about baseball is you can watch it, and you can have a conversation with somebody. You know, you can follow all the nuances. Baseball's a very nuanced game.
You like to communicate when you're at a baseball game. You're not just a watcher, huh?
Yeah, well, I keep score. I love to keep score.
Do you?
Yeah, and because then you can look.
Do you know how to score a double switch when all that happens?
Oh, yeah,
you know how to do all that?
You should see my. I don't like to talk, Michael. I keep an immaculate scorecard.
And I mean, do you collect these when you're finished? What do you do with them?
I used to
pitch them.
I used to have a. This is how anal I am. I used to have a notebook, and I'd have all the games in there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who taught you how to score a baseball game?
My dad.
Yeah.
And I used to score his softball games when he was he played softball for the Venture Warehouse, and you know my dad was older when I was born, so when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. Dad was in his 40s. And but he would go out there, and he could hit that ball, man.
Really?
Yes, he could.
How about that?
Yeah.
Not too long ago, I got the opportunity to go to try to hit one out of bush. You know how they do one of these charity things?
Yeah.
I couldn't get it out of the infield.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, what were they throwing, pitching machines? Or
no, there was a guy throwing pitches, but, I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to hit the ball, much less, you know, get it out of there.
I hit the ball to the warning track in Escanaba, Michigan on vacation several years ago.
That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We want to thank Dane and PJ behind the board. Remember,
well done,
on
Dane.
Friday, you can catch us at 8:30 in our regular gig in for Charlie and Amy. The last time we'll be in for Charlie. If you're so inclined on Sunday mornings, don't forget you can check us out at 8:30 on Fox 2 right here in St. Louis.
Always fun to be with all of you. Have a great night. We'll see you around the corner.
Psycho Killer.
You know the Talking Heads?
Yeah, they did Burning Down the House.
Did they?
I don't know. Didn't they?
I don't think so.
No, all right. I don't know. I have no idea.
That's Psycho Killer. That's a great song.
Is it?
Yeah, you would like it. Yeah. I think you could
Now, what's that considered? Is that punk?
No. New Wave?
70s punk.
70s punk, says Dane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm onto something.
They were British, right? The Talking Heads?
Talking Heads.
No?
Yeah, we don't
know. They like the Ramones?
Nobody knows.
What do you consider the Ramones?
I don't know.
That's punk.
Punk.
Yeah, probably. I wasn't a big punkster.
Yeah, me neither, but I don't think...
I didn't even watch Punky Brewster back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Soleil Moonfry.
Wow.
How about that?
Very well done.
Hello. I can pull them out, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a regular old little Cliff Clavin of useless information,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not quite as good as you with useless information.
Well, I'm older.
But you know a lot. Well, you remember stuff.
I do.
You had an Irish joke for me. Do you remember it?
I do, yeah. You want me to tell it?
Yeah.
So these two old boys, they've been friends since grade school, Michael and Patrick. And so they're at the pub, and they're getting along. They're probably in their mid to late 70s. And Patrick, he says, you know, Michael, we've been friends for all these years. He said, would you do me a favor? And he says, Patrick, anything. I mean, anything. You're my dearest friend in the world. He said, well, when I die, he said, and when they bury me, he said, would you pour a bottle of Jameson on top of my grave to remember the good old times? And he says, Patrick, I would. Do you mind if I run it through me kidneys first?
I love it. I remember one, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It kind of goes something like this, that this guy walks in, he's on a tour of Ireland, and he walks into the bar, and he sees these two old chaps at the end of the bar who are talking, and they say, well, hello there, mate. And the other guy goes, well, hello there, pal. How are you? He says, well, we're doing fine. Hey, get you a pint. And they're having a pint, and with that, the guy says to the other guy, he goes, what's your name? He goes, well, I'm Bill O'Reilly. He goes, you got to be kidding. My last name's O'Reilly.
Well,
and this American's watching this thing go on. He's thinking, what? Yeah, I'm Thomas O'Reilly. He says, well, Bill O'Reilly, where are you from? He goes, well, I'm from the north side of Dublin.
Hmm.
And Tommy goes, well, I'm from the north side of Dublin. Can you believe that?
Wow.
He goes, where'd you go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went to St. Michael the Archangel.
Yes.
He says, I went to St. Michael the Archangel.
Wow.
And this is going on for 5 minutes, and a bartender looks at him and he says, yeah, the O'Reilly boys, the twins are getting drunk again. I feel like you have to be drunk to be able to stay up for these games at nighttime right now. These Blues games at 8:30, it's not right. I'm going to make the argument. Here's why.
Okay,
so they're playing two series at one time and both times. So they've got the early games on the East Coast.
Right.
And then the West Coast games, which we're not a West Coast team.
We're not.
We always get thrown into the 8:30 start.
So far.
Well, this is the first round of the playoffs. And so part of the logic is they think that there's huge TV opportunity out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree that if this was the third round of the NHL playoffs, people in San Jose and Phoenix and Tulsa would care about our game.
Right.
But it's the first round. They're not watching it.
No.
Why do we have to wait till 8:30 to play our game?
Well, now that's an excellent point, because us and Minnesota are both in the Central Time
Zone.
Yes.
And all these kids who grew up as Blues and Stars fans, they don't. I can't make it past the first period. Just imagine being a kid when you know you're most excited about sport. You know, you're going to bed halfway through the first period.
It's still school year, right? Schools aren't out yet. I guess they're getting close.
Right.
Probably another week or so. But, yeah, it's a puzzle. But, I mean, it's the NHL, man. I mean, they have not exactly been the marketing wizards that some of the other sports have been. I mean, look at basketball and the job they've done with marketing their product. It's really quite impressive.
Yeah, but you know what? NBA basketball to me is not entertaining until the playoffs.
Yeah.
And now I get into it in the playoffs, but I don't watch the regular season because, first of all, it's the NBA. Everybody makes a run, meaning it doesn't matter what the score is. And once you get into the fourth quarter, it's going to tighten up. Now, when it comes to the playoffs, there seems to be more energy and more defense that's taking place. So I start to pay attention then. Hockey, same thing. There's nothing like playoff hockey. But I'm telling you right now, the product of a regular season hockey game, going and watching it live in person, I'll put it up against any other sport
great
out there.
Experience, yeah.
Even if it's just a regular season game.
Yeah,
those guys are giving it up
and fast.
Playing hard.
But that and then the playoffs are in a whole different level of that. And I don't know that there's any other sport, really, that has the kind of drama that you get in a hockey game, in a playoff hockey game, when it's late and it's a one-goal game and you're skating back and forth and the great saves and the hard hits.
Right.
And I mean, it's just really nut. And an experience to be there.
Well, and
something.
Look, obviously NFL dominates our culture and football dominates American culture. And I'm guilty of it. I love college football. I love pro football. But, you know, football's a slow sport. The nice thing about going to a hockey game, it doesn't stop. And when it does stop, they start it right back up.
Yeah.
So it's constant action. It's what the NFL and Major League Baseball are lacking. And it's just such a great, exciting sport. And then they're hitting each other.
Yeah, you know,
a little violence.
Football's like politics, you know? I mean, here you have a committee meeting, and then you beat the tar out of each other.
Right.
And then you have a committee meeting, and then you beat the tar out of each other. I mean, that's for me, that's what football is.
Are you a football fan?
Yeah, I like football.
Yeah. Well, if you had to choose one sport to watch the rest of your life?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's America's pastime. The great thing about baseball is you can watch it, and you can have a conversation with somebody. You know, you can follow all the nuances. Baseball's a very nuanced game.
You like to communicate when you're at a baseball game. You're not just a watcher, huh?
Yeah, well, I keep score. I love to keep score.
Do you?
Yeah, and because then you can look.
Do you know how to score a double switch when all that happens?
Yeah,
you know how to do all that?
You should see my. I don't like to talk, Michael. Uh-huh. I keep an immaculate scorecard.
And I mean, do you collect these when you're finished? What do you do with them?
I used to
pitch them.
This is how anal I am. I used to have a notebook, and I'd have all the games in there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who taught you how to score a baseball game?
My dad.
Yeah.
And I used to score his softball games when he was he played softball for the Venture Warehouse, and you know my dad was older when I was born, so when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, Dad was in his 40s, and but he would go out there and he could hit that ball, man.
Really?
Yes, he could.
How about that?
Yeah.
Not too long ago, I got the opportunity to go to try to hit one out of Bush. You know how they do one of these charity things?
Yeah.
I couldn't get it out of the infield.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what were they throwing, pitching machines? Or
no, there was a guy throwing pitches, but, I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to hit the ball, much less, you know, get it out of there.
I hit the ball to the warning track in Escanaba, Michigan on vacation several years ago.
That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We want to thank Dane and PJ behind the board. Remember,
well done,
on
Dane.
Friday, you can catch us at 8:30 in our regular gig in for Charlie and Amy. The last time we'll be in for Charlie. If you're so inclined on Sunday mornings, don't forget you can check us out at 8:30 on Fox 2 right here in St. Louis.
Always fun to be with all of you. Have a great night. We'll see you around the corner.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.